Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Psalms 34:1. Amen. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Minister Elaine, coming to you live from the Deep South. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all new listeners and all our listeners all over the world wide web to VOTWM. Amen. Well, the voice of God, the voice of truth is heard through his messenger. Amen. Glory to God. Just have a couple of announcements. We want to encourage you to get connected to the WOW team. A ministry with you in mind, a church without walls, going beyond the walls, sharing and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. Without Wall Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and the founder. Amen. If you want to get connected with Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, connect with her at wow50@gmail.com, or you can connect with her on Facebook at Prophetess Yvonne Wow. Amen. Glory to God. Also, Without Walls Worldwide Ministry has on Tuesday night a show, online ministry. Amen. One Word from the Lord with your host, Prophetess Yvonne Wow. On Friday night, every first Friday of every month, we have Friday night prayer conference call. We want to invite you to be a part of that. Amen. Just key it into your phone. Write it on your calendar to be a part of the Friday night prayer. Amen. I'm going to give you the number to call in. That's 1-605-475-4000. Access code 494670#, and make sure you match the pound button. You will have a preach word, and everybody on that line will receive a prayer, will be prayed for on that line. Amen. Also, on Saturday, we have Without Walls Worldwide Ministry online radio show with your host, Evangelist Elder Ashley, at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So mark that on your calendar. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, we're going about doing the work of God. Amen. And then on Sunday, we have for you Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, we have Pathetic Corner, amen, that comes on at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Every Sunday evening, amen, at 6 o'clock to 6:30. Then at 30 to 7 o'clock, amen, you have Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Myself, I'm the host, amen, glory to God. So we want to encourage you to tune in to that hour of power from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Amen. Get connected to what God is doing. Amen. As I said earlier, get in contact with Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, Prophetess Yvonne Ryle, who is the president and founder of Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. Amen. You can check out on Facebook or email about the email address that I have gave to you earlier. Amen. That includes all of our announcements for today. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We have with us today Pastor Joseph Ryle, who is a member of the WOW team, and he is going to open us up in prayer today. Amen. Pastor Joseph Ryle, you're on the air live.
God bless you. God bless you, Minister Elaine. God
Amen.
Bless you.
Amen.
Father, in the name of Jesus, dear Lord, we thank you for truly this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, God, we thank you today for Without you, we are nothing. Without you, we could do nothing. So, Father, we give you all the praise and all the glory belongs to you. Father, we thank you right now. We ask that you would go into the hospital rooms on today, O God. Touch them that are sick and afflicted on their sick bed, O God. Father, yes. We ask you right now to begin to do as only you can do, O God. Father, yes, God. We know that when we call upon you, O God, we know that you are God that hears and answers prayers. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you from our going down to our setting of the sun. Father, we thank you right now because it's in you, O God, that we live. It's in you that we move and have our very being. Father, we ask you right now to allow this word on today, O God, to go across this nation. Father, we ask you that you will allow it to touch each and every one that hears it, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would anoint the speaker on today, O God. Give her a word in season, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, O God, we praise you right now for what you're getting ready to do, O God. We know that you are God that can do all things but fail. Father, we praise you right now. We know, dear Lord, that without you, O God, oh, where would we be today? Father, we thank you. Thank you, O God, because there is no mountain too high. There's no valley too low. O God, we thank you right now. We thank you because you know our beginning at the end, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now for giving us our life, health, and strength. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Oh, God, we thank you for looking beyond our faults and seeing every one of our needs. Oh, God, we thank you for you are Jehovah Jireh. You are our provider. We know that there's nothing, dear Lord, that we need that you won't get it for us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now for marking off our steps today, for you declare that the steps of a righteous man has been ordered by you in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you that we made up our mind today that we're going to run on and see what the end's going to be. I believe I'll run on and see what it's going to be in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. We thank you for being God, hallelujah, that sits high and look low. Father, we praise you, hallelujah, for the speaker on today. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we ask that you would touch her, dear Lord, from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we give you the praise, all the honor, and all the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Joseph Ryle, for that awesome prayer. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go ahead and get into the Word of God. Amen. I will be coming from 1 John, the second chapter. 1 John, the second chapter. And I'm going to begin reading at verse number 15. Amen. And the word of God reads, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. Verse 17 in 1 John, the second chapter. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof. But he that does the will of God abideth forever. Amen. And we're going to stop reading right there. We want to encourage you in your own devotional time to go back and read the entirety of the chapter so that you can hear what God is saying to you in the Word of God. Amen. The title of the message today is Let Go of That Thing. Let go of that thing. Hallelujah, Jesus. We have to let go of that thing in the world that is keeping us in sin. We got to let go, hallelujah, of the things that are keeping us down in bondage. Hallelujah to Jesus. The scripture says that, hallelujah to Jesus, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. In other words, we got to let that thing go, the lust of the flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. Meaning, hallelujah, that we all have physical desires, worldly pleasures, worldly enjoyment, and wanting to satisfy our own flesh. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of that thing called the lust of the eye. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where you want everything that you see. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Wanting the material things of the world, materialistic. Hallelujah to Jesus. Loving the things of the world, those little cheap G gods that we have in our lives, our housing and our cars and our jewelry and our clothes and our shoes. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of those things that is holding us back and separating us from God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of that thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. That's called the pride of life. Hallelujah to Jesus. Pride of life simply means, hallelujah, that I am so proud in my achievement. I'm proud of my possessions that I have attained in this life. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm so proud of my status quo. I'm so proud of my social group that I belong in this world. Glory to God. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let those things go. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of everything that separates us from the love of God. We got to let those things go. Hallelujah to Jesus. That are holding us down in darkness, down into chains, down into bondage. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let them things go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of that thing called adultery. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Glory with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Talking about hallelujah to Jesus and loving you is right. I don't want to be wrong. Hallelujah to Jesus. But you better leave that thing alone. You better leave that thing go because it's keeping you down in sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Get your own husband and get your own wife. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let that thing go. Call fornication. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the world got another name for it now so it can look right. Cohabitation. And then back in the day, glory to God, they used to call it checking. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But whatever you call it, you got to let that thing go. You ain't got to test it out before you get married. Glory to God. You got to let that thing go because it's keeping you in sin. We got to let go of the things of the world. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. That's keeping us in sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let go of that thing called foolishness. Let go of foolishness. The world is so full of foolishness and behavior. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Crazy attitude. Doing everything you're big enough and bad enough to do. Coming against the word of God. But we got to let those behaviors go. We got to start living according to God's word. We got to start living a life before God. We got to let that foolishness go. Hallelujah to Jesus. All over the world, just foolishness, foolishness, foolishness. People doing everything. You didn't used to see some of the stuff that is going on in the world and seeing the stuff that's on television now. Hallelujah to Jesus. Call sin. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Woo, thank you, Jesus. Woo, thank you for this word. We got to let go of the things that the world says, glory to God, is the American dream. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. The houses, the cars, and the money. We got to let go of that thing called money. Hallelujah to Jesus. We can't be lovers of money. Hallelujah to Jesus. Money, 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 money. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let go of that thing. We got to let it go. We got to have faith and believe in God for everything that we need, not the things of the world. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Everything that you need is in the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. You got to let those things go. Let it go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory. thing going. Call your lover. Hallelujah to Jesus. Your Jodies, your Jodettes, your sugar mamas and your sugar daddies. You got to let go of people that are bringing sin to you. Hallelujah to Jesus. Those that are bringing you joints. Those that are bringing you drugs and crack. Those that are bringing you mess. Those that are bringing the sex and all of these kind of things to you to keep you down in sin. You got to let those things go. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Men and women that don't mean you no good. All of these strange men and all of these strange women that don't mean you no good. You got to let them go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, because God don't, the world in unclean places. You got to be clean. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't let nothing. Paul said, don't let nothing separate you from the love of God. Don't allow those things to separate you from God. When Jesus Christ came over 2,000 years ago and shed his blood upon the cross, glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that you might live and have life. He carried all your sins. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus, that you might have life in him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let it go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah, let it go. Glory to God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you let it go. Hallelujah to Jesus, because it's destroyed you, let it go. Let that thing go in the name of Jesus. Let it go. Oh, right now in the name of Jesus, let it go. Glory to God. Oh, God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let that thing go. Called same sex relationship. That's what the world call it. Hallelujah to Jesus, but God called it sin. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. The world says it's okay for two men and two women to get married. But God says in the word of God, it's abomination against God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Because two men and two women cannot bring forth life. Glory, hallelujah. Jesus. In other words, they cannot multiply. It's not the real thing. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Because if it was the real thing, it could bring forth life. You got to go make it work. Glory to God. It's not the real thing. The Bible says that God loves all mankind. That's why he sent Jesus. Somebody got to tell you the truth. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God, we thank you for this word. It's not the real thing. Two men and two women are not meant to be in a relationship together. God created man and woman to be together in holy matrimony. That is the word of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. But now you can see it all over the TV everywhere. That thing. That thing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God loves you all. He's going to love your lifestyle. Hallelujah to Jesus. The world of sin. He don't like that. When the world is so full of sin and people have rejected God's word, they have turned another way. It's a great falling away from God because of the things of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for this word. Hallelujah. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Let go of that thing that's called unrighteous. Unholiness. Well, we're doing everything that we're big enough and bad enough to do inside the church doors, outside of the church doors. Don't care how we present ourselves. Don't have the right attire on when we're in the house of God. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Everything is going on in the church, and nobody is standing up for righteousness. Nobody is standing up for holiness. Nobody is standing up for God, but they're standing up for the things of the world. That's why things are getting passed. That's not of God, because nobody is standing up for the things of God, but they're standing up for the things of the world. Glory to God. Have mercy, Lord. Oh, glory to God. The world has got to come back to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah. The world. It's got to come back to God. Jesus died for the whole world, that the whole world might be saved. You got to let go of those things. You got to let them go. You got to let them go. But a part of your sin. Oh, Hallelujah. You got to let it go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Let those things go. Don't matter if you got to walk by yourself. No matter what the world says. Because one thing about the world will leave you. Everything in the world is going to pass away. That's what the word just told us. Everything in the world is going to pass away. Every worldly thing is going to pass away. The only thing that's going to last is the word of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. God, we thank you for this word. Oh, hallelujah. Let go of that thing that's called past. Let go of bitterness. Let go of enviness. Let go of jealousy. Let go of unforgiveness. Oh, hallelujah. That stuff that is down in your heart where somebody that did something to you for 20 or 30 years ago, but you still are harboring it in your heart. Let go of those things that are holding you in bondage. Let go of those things, hallelujah, that is keeping you separated from God. Jesus came and died to reconcile us back to God. God loved us so much that he sent his only son. Jesus Christ, the Messiah, came for the whole world. Because he knew the things that we were going to go through in his life. Hallelujah to Jesus. We have to be careful of the devil's trap. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. The Bible says, hallelujah, the lust of eyes, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life. When the devil comes, he comes with a trap. And it was things, sex, money, pride. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Bible says, glory to God, that Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and for 40 nights. Glory to God. And the devil tempted the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you for your word. Hallelujah. The Bible says, hallelujah to Jesus, that the devil, hallelujah to Jesus. You go back and read it in your own devotion of time. In Matthew, the 4th chapter, verses 8 and 9, go back and read how the devil tempted God, how he tempted Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. A matter of fact, it says that the devil took Jesus to the highest part of the mountain. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He took Jesus to the highest part of the mountain. And he showed Jesus the kingdoms of the world. He showed him the kingdoms of the world, the glory of the world. And he showed us the same things. He's showing us the things of the world. He's showing us all the kingdoms of the world. Hallelujah. Look what did Jesus say. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. And Jesus said, get thee, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Hallelujah to Jesus. See, the devil wants you to serve another God, the little G God. He wants you to serve the worldly things, the material things in life. They don't have no eternal value. But that you're storing up your treasures on the earth. Count your money. Woo! Hallelujah to Jesus. Count your money. It shall pass away. Woo! While you're storing your thing, where the thief could come in and steal it. Glory to God. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. We got to get rid of those things in our life so that we can move forward in our life and do the work that God has called us to do, that we can walk in righteousness and holiness. Nobody don't want holiness anymore. You can't even find a hole in this good toll in this church. I've been looking for it. All right. Where is it? Things. Loud everything to go on in the church and not a bar. love not this world. But love God. Don't put nothing else before God. Make God first in your life, not worldly things. God is able to supply. God is able to heal. God is able to deliver. If we would seek him and not the things of the world. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We got to separate ourselves from that of the world. We're in the world, but we don't have to be of the world. We don't have to do what the world says, but live by every word of the Lord God. Hallelujah. We got to let that thing go. We got to let it go. If it's not meaning you no good, you got to let it go. If it's keeping you in darkness and bondage, you got to let it go. Glory to God. Oh, God. Oh, Father, we just pray that they will let go of the things of the world. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't have anything in the world, but you can't put it before God. You can't put nothing before God. You can't love nothing more than you love God. Hallelujah to Jesus. But we do. We do. We love that thing. We love it so much. We'll let it keep us down in bondage. We're walking around with so many heavy things on our backs, just baggages on our backs with things that don't mean us no good. But if we would take them bags off of our backs, take all them things off of our backs, if we'll take those sins of the world and put them down at the cross and say, Lord, you died for me. Lord, heal my mind. Heal my soul. Heal me, God. Save me right now, Jesus. Hallelujah. I know it was your blood. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Time is running out. The Son of Man is soon to return. And we got to let go of the things of the world. Hallelujah to Jesus. We got to let it go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't matter what the crowd is doing. That's what the Bible says, on the narrow road is very few travelers. But on that broad road of the world, there's many travelers, so many that you can't hardly get around on this broad road. Oh, hallelujah, because they're living for the world. They're living for tomorrow. They're living for the weekend. They're living for the things of the world. Living for Jesus. What was right is not wrong. Why? Because the world says that it's okay. But what does the word of God say? God should live a holy life before me. I'm a holy God. I'm a pure God. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I don't dwell in unclean places. Hallelujah. He said it in his word. We got to let go of those things. We got to let go of those things and get our life right with God. None of us are perfect. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. But there's things in our lives and people in our lives that we know we need to get rid of. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. So that we can be saved, healed, delivered, and set free. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Let that thing go. Hallelujah to Jesus. And when you let those things go, hallelujah to Jesus, your healing will begin. Your soul will be saved and you will be delivered and set free. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We are running out of time. If you don't know Jesus, hallelujah to Jesus, glory to God. And you got them things that you need to let go. If you just ask God to help you to let that thing go. Hallelujah to Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus, the Lord and God, raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and you honestly do repent of your sin and you are finna let that thing go that is holding you down in sin, that means I want to repent and change my life today. Not halfway, not 180 degrees, but 160 degrees. I'm turning around my life today and living for Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Find you a Bible-believing church. Get you a Bible and begin to read it. And if you have given your life to Christ today, leave a message on Facebook. Amen. Glory to God. We do hope and pray that something was said here today that helped you let go of that thing. Let go of that lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Amen. And let God come into your heart and do a great work. Hallelujah to Jesus. He'll clean you up. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling, to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, I say, you'll be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Let that thing go. Let it go. In the name of Jesus, have a blessed week. Know that we love you. Meet you here next week at the same time in the same place with Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen.